In this part of the program, we continue to look at the issues you may encounter when building partnerships. Jim and I begin by discussing misplaced ownership before we move on to mindshare.
There's a health and safety consultant. Now, in that health and safety consultant's business, they tend to go out to a client, have a chat with them, review their health and safety situation, and make some recommendations for improvements, and often do this free of charge as a cost of sale. So what the health and safety consultant did was go to a printer. Now, this is not sort of an intuitive relationship. A printer who makes stationery, business cards, etc., isn't the sort of guy that a health and safety consultant's going to approach to team with. But they came to an agreement. The printer said, yes, I'm aware of the health and safety issues. I've had to go through that process myself and had to sort out the issues I had in the business, so I know it's important to my clients. So what I'll do is I'll select 300 clients from his list of clients who potentially could have that kind of an issue within their businesses. The printer distributed the brochure for the health and safety consultant. Now, since it's a printer that's distributing the brochure, and the brochure is included in the printer's own marketing materials, the cost to either party is extremely low.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Now, what happens when those brochures turn up on the sites of his clients is the printer suddenly looks like something a little bit more than a regular printer. This person is actually talking intelligently about a business issue that I may face. So now I see in this guy as something more than just a regular guy to produce pieces of paper for me. The health and safety consultant immediately increases his prospect list from 5 to 305. Now, he's down at 5 to start with because he's just a regular consultant, and consultants do not have big sales pipelines.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with the customers is if they decide to take up the offer, they get a health and safety check free of charge. They're not really expecting it free of charge, although that's part of the consultant's business. So both the consultant and the printer are perceived to be offering something of value for nothing, which is magic. And of course, those health and safety clients who had a health and safety audit, who found that they had some issues, will intuitively go to the consultant that found the issues and say, can you help me sort these?
Right. And all made possible by, again, thinking out of the box and not assuming that the ownership of the outcome or the solution had to be something that one party had to worry about, and structured it in a way, it sounds like, where that risk from the customer's perspective, you know, could be mitigated and seemed reasonable.
Yes. And the marketing campaign that they went on together, of course, was a dipping the toe in the water kind of thing. So they went on a date to figure out whether it would work.
Right.
It also established, once the health and safety consultant had done these free assessments, gave the printer a lot more confidence in him.
Right.
So then they decided whether or not to move forward and do this with more clients.
Right. Well, what's another issue here? I'm looking at the clock and seeing, you know, we have about three and a half minutes before we take our next break. What's another issue? So the first one you talked about was assuming it's forever, which doesn't have to be. The second one was assumed ownership of the outcome, which doesn't have to be. Well, what's another example of people thinking through this and coming to some solutions?
Well, in any partnering arrangement, one of the major issues that you need to overcome, whether it's distributors for other businesses or people just partnering in this kind of fashion, is mindshare.
What do you mean by mindshare?
Well, most of us, when we're executing our business, are pretty busy focusing on that particular business which we offer. We know the issues, we know the prospects, we know the marketplace, etc. So our minds are focused on that. When you decide to partner with each other, all of a sudden you're introducing a new product or a new service or a new approach into the equation. That's by definition going to disrupt the existing method of operation, etc. Certainly in the sense of a distributorship, a sales force will not sell a new product that's being brought into their business through another organization or via another organization until they trust it, until they know it. They know how to sell the existing products, how to make money out of the existing products, and to get their commission. But with a new product, it's a brand new set of opportunities, customer objections, etc., that they're going to have to learn about. So the issue becomes, how do you get mind share from those folks? How do you figure out how to get them thinking about this and working with this?
I see. And I assume, again, that the first cut answer to that is to think win, 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 or however many wins it takes.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I can appreciate that you know, for example, Salesforce is, they tend to sell what they know and what they know has worked, and it's sometimes tough to get them to think differently.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Absolutely. I've seen a couple of examples in the past where companies have gone real close to the edge because they've introduced a new product into the marketplace and haven't prepared the sales force to win with it. But I have an example here that comes from my own business with regards to a service that we offer where we've done this thing. It's something that we offer called a personal marketing workshop. And it's a workshop for individual people who are either job-seeking or moving out of the corporate land into consulting. Oh, we know there's a lot of those at the moment.
Right. Well, and on that note, we'll need to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a bit about the personal marketing workshop and then also some ideas for the future. So with that, this is Jim Warren, Managing Partner, J.D. Warren Associates. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thanks for listening to Management Consulting Today.